Mooning, yeah, but mooning wasn't anything it wasn't any sort of hazing or punishment. Mooning was something people did to shock the passersby, just dropping their pants at night, usually through a car back window when the headlights would hit it, something like that. Yeah, that's the 50s. Actually, that was in the 60s. I didn't know about that in the 50s. I was in college before I ever heard of anyone mooning. Somebody got expelled for or suspended for it. Now, one thing they did at Rice was have what they called polar bear races. Yeah, that's a hazing thing. And it was two large cakes of ice. And the upperclassmen would pick two freshmen who had to sit on it bare-bottomed and race down the hall, you know, sort of duck waddle down the hall and scoop their ice chunk down to the other end of the corridor. This is in the dormitory. Now they do things like have balloon wars where they throw water balloons from the high buildings down on the other ones. No. At that time there was one women's college and it was always full. And when I was a freshman, the rule was that seniors got preference and then on down the line, and they never got as far as freshmen and rarely sophomores. Oh, I would have, yes, I had applied to live in the dorm. But they didn't go down that far my freshman or sophomore year, and the end of my sophomore year they decided that that was really a rather silly arrangement, because the ones who profited most by living in the dorm and getting the college life were the freshmen. So my junior year they let freshmen have first choice. A get-together, a party. It would depend on the kind. I would say a dinner party, a cocktail party, a barbecue, or whatever it was, but as a general term. Just have a get-together, or we're just going to get together, a bunch of us at my house.
What different names did you have for music records?
You mean types of them, like classical and jazz and rock?
Yeah, any special names, like for playing names you're doing for jazz or for rock?
No, we have different kinds of rock, soul rock, country rock. Black rock is the same as soul rock.
What do you define rock as?
Rock is the kind of music that started out as rock and roll in the 50s and then got funkier and harder beat and less crude, really, in some ways, and more crude in other ways.
How do you mean more crude?
Well, as if you listen to some of the black rock and soul rock of today, it doesn't sound much more polished than Rock Around the Clock did in 1954. But it sounds different, certainly. It's different musical instruments and sometimes a different beat and sometimes different vocal styles. The shouting of the 50s was a little different from the shouting of the 60s and 70s.
What about jazz?
Oh, no, they had classical jazz, which is classical melodies or motifs that are done to a jazz beat. I don't think of any special kind of jazz. We didn't listen that much to jazz.
What about like John Bice?
We'd call that folk, folk music. Well, there are country folk, and there's what I call pop folk, which is the kind that appeals to most radio listeners, the kind they will put on Muzak.